Let's lead off with members of the Bloomington City Council being willing to consider increasing the city's financial contribution to Connect Transit. Among the recommendations adopted Sunday by the Connect to the Future Working Group is to request an additional $300,000 from the city over two fiscal years. Another $200,000 would be asked of Normal. While the proposals have not yet been presented, Bloomington Councilmember Jeff Crable says he's open to the idea.
Certainly more funding from the city. We expected that would be part of the discussion, and certainly wanted to see what, in essence, what our additional funding will provide to see if something that's the city should put forward.
Councilmember Donna Boland also wants to see how the money will be used before making a decision.
If anybody asks me for money, I want to know what they're going to use it for. So I think it would be important for Connect Transit to explain to the council what they plan to use that funding for.
Transit officials say the additional $500,000 in local funding would replace federal funding in Connect Transit's operating budget that would free up those federal dollars for much-needed capital use. Other recommendations include raising the cost of a fixed-route one-way ride to $1.25, but that rate would apply to everyone. It also calls for piloting a fare-free service along the Green Route and extending Connect Mobility service to town and city limits. The Connect Transit Board will consider adopting these recommendations at a special meeting in mid-February. With approval, Connect Transit staff would then present the recommendations to the Normal and Bloomington City Councils.